Meanwhile, Pakistanis have taken to the streets to protest against U.S. drone strikes in that country's tribal region. Protesters shouted anti-U.S. slogans and burned a U.S. flag in Multan in Punjab province. The demonstration comes after a U.S. drone strike killed at least two people in the northwestern tribal belt of North Waziristan. It was the fifth airstrike by unmanned U.S. aircraft in the country over the past 4 days. The U.S. resumed its drone strikes in June after a six-month break. Washington claims the attacks target militants, but many of the victims have turned out to be ordinary Pakistanis. Well, to discuss that further, and I joined Mr. Alfred Lambermont Weber, who is a war crimes lawyer, and he's joining us live now via Skype from Vancouver. Mr. Weber, thanks very much for joining us. How do you see this legal issue? The Pakistani government keeps saying that this is a violation of its sovereignty. Why is it that the U.S. then is being allowed to go ahead with such drone strikes without any consequences?
Well, yes, those are good. Those are two very good questions. With regard to the war crimes issue, it is absolutely certain that these are war crimes. And the issue is, and this was pointed out by Amnesty International when it issued a report along with other organizations, that the U.S. drone strikes constituted violations of international law, and that the U.S. government has never publicly committed itself to investigate credible accounts of civilian casualties. Now, that is probably because the U.S. government knows that there are large numbers of collateral damage, i.e. civilian casualties, with these drone strikes, and that they constitute outrageous and systematic war crimes. And it knows this because it has very, very accurate targeting and feedback information on exactly what the casualties are with its technology, with its drone technology. And so it is covering up its own war crimes. Now, the issue as to why there are no consequences, that's the same issue as to why you find the president of Kenya on trial at the ICC, at the International Criminal Court, for alleged war crimes, where you have more than 40 complaints of UK and US war crimes in Iraq. That were never carried forward by the prosecutor at the International Criminal Court, and that's why the Kuala Lumpur War Crimes Tribunal had to try them. And that is that all of the major organs that try international crimes, crimes against humanity, are compromised and infiltrated by the Western powers. Justice has had to resort to the citizen tribunals of conscience, like the Kuala Lumpur War Crimes Tribunal, on which I've had the privilege to serve as a judge. And so history must record that the United States government's drone program is, in fact, a systematic program of war crimes, because they have never publicly committed themselves to investigate credible accounts of civilian casualties. These civilian casualties accompany each of these drone strikes, and the U.S. has very accurate, technically based counts in each case of what the civilian casualties are, based on their drone technology, and they're covering up their own war crimes.
Okay, on that note, we'll leave it there for now. But of course, as always, Mr. Weber, we do appreciate your insight. That was Mr. Alfred Lambermont Weber, who is speaking to us live from Vancouver.